It was arranged by the Civil Engineering Club. So we were talking about networking and reaching out to people, forming connections with people and people in your industry.
Are you studying civil engineering?
Yes, I am, yeah.
All right.
Yeah, so I actually had a much more productive evening than listening to Cupcake.
Is your brother also studying civil engineering?
No, he's not.
What is he studying?
He did entrepreneurship.
Oh.
Yeah.
All right.
What? Okay, what's that? Oh.
Well, at least I know it was the smart one in the family. Thank goodness we got him for breakfast.
Wow. Oh, my goodness. My brother's actually so creative otherwise. Yes. He's got other talents, which are not... he's a very creative writer, actually.
Best
writer I know.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Yes.
So say we got the smartest one in the family.
My gosh.
All right. President Cyril Ramaphosa delivered his fourth State of the Nation address on Thursday, which was yesterday, 2 years after he was first elected as president of the country. Can you believe it? It's been 2 years in power for him already, man. The highly anticipated speech was delayed by more than 90 minutes after the economic freedom fighters disrupted proceedings, demanding that former apartheid-era president F.W. de Klerk leave the assembly, and also that public enterprise minister Pravin Gordhan be fired for the load-shedding crisis at Eskom. But he didn't make it, though.
Okay.
Anyway, here's some of the things that were discussed. Load-shedding will continue. President Ramaphosa said that South Africa have to deal with the legacy of the past and the mistakes of his own government made. I love this, the legacy of the past. And come on.
Wow, okay.
Guys, how many years did it take us to start getting our first batch of load shedding?
Almost 2009 or something?
It's almost 15 years after we got democracy.
Mm. Yeah, actually.
So if I buy a new car from a dealership and 15 years down the line it starts breaking, do I say I inherited the car like that from the dealership?
Hey,
you know.
He did, however, say that load shedding should be understood in a manner that is predictable and minimize disruption and cost to the firms and households. He admits that load shedding over the past few months have hampered the state's efforts to build the economy and to create jobs as well. Private companies will now be allowed to produce their own electricity, which is a great thing. Previously, this was not allowed.
Okay.
He says that the National Energy Regulator will now have to produce applications for power generators from 1 megawatt within 120 days. There will be no limits as to how much power private companies will be allowed to generate.
Great. At least something made sense.
Additional electricity will be added to the grid as well. Our president said that Section 34 ministerial determination will be issued shortly to give effect to the country's Integration Resources Plan 2019, enabling the development of additional grids capable of renewable energy such as